How do you make a radio ad for an 8K TV that conveys the feeling of 33 million pixels with over a billion shades of color hitting your eyeballs? This is the best we can do. Samsung Neo QLED 8K. Unreasonably good.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now, their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time!
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Paisola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Paisola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Paisola.
Glad to see you here. We just had a wonderful room talking to some of my great friends in Nigeria, and I received a lot of follow-up, a lot of feedback, and it just got me thinking, what is it that you need to do to build your group of followers, to get people who truly want to hear what you have to say, and to bring people into the fold of how to be successful? The reason that my topic today is, let's discuss breaking out of your comfort zone to achieve success. Now, let's think about that for a second. One thing that I know, and I've been doing coaching for 15 years and mentoring, is that if you come to me and all I do is let you know how great you are and that you're doing perfect and that everything in your life is just moving along smoothly, then I'm not serving you. It is my job as your coach and as your motivator and as somebody who's going to push you to success to push you beyond your limits. Now, there's a reason for that. There's a reason we do that. The reason we do that, number one, is so that you will get out of that comfort zone. You know, in life, we all walk around and we go to the same stores, we do the same thing. This is just the complete opposite. Because when you're talking about making money, and I'm talking about real money, not just, you know, $1,000, what I'm telling you is that whenever you learn to look at all the options, and I'm talking about having a 360 degree look at everything you're doing. Guys, if you don't look around you and look who is there to assist you, if you don't step up and ask questions, if you do not do the things you need to do to make your business successful, which of course you're doing because you've been in these rooms, you've understood exactly what we've been talking about. But I'm going to take it a little deeper, and out of respect for my friends who were just in that room, that was amazing. And that gentleman was fantastic to learn from. What you get to do is figure out, number one, and if you have pen and paper, please, you probably want to write this down, or you can listen to it on replay if you want. I think we got it on replay. All right. What you want to do, number one, is create a notice or statement of what is it that I want to do. Okay. If any of you tell me, well, Rob, I'm doing the 9-to-5 and I can't get out of my job, we can talk to you about that. I'm not going to talk about that here. But if you have an idea and you're trying to make it go viral and you want to do something to be able to get to make money in business, then you're in the right place. Okay. Realize you are not in competition with anybody else but yourself. Now, let me explain. as your coach, as your leader, as your mentor, as the person you work with, it is not my job to stand behind you and push you to success, nor is it my job to stand in front of you and pull you to success. My job is to walk beside you hand in hand and let you go as fast as you're willing to go to be able to achieve whatever you consider success to be. Now, so many people believe that being successful means just making money. My friends, that's the most absolute crazy thing I've ever heard, because I know a lot of people that are completely miserable, but they make money. Now, I understand, Rob, we all have to go and we have to bring in money for our families. True or false? True. We have to do that. So what we want to do is we want to associate ourselves with other people who are like-minded and who have the same goals as we do, right? And then we work with them and we network. Now, some of the things we talked about recently, and just today, were getting the people to listen to you, figuring out who it is that is going to be your target market, all right? Well, let me say something. I made three comments in that room, all right? And I had over 70 people follow me on Clubhouse. 70. So if that's true, what do you think it is about a three-comment statement? Well, I can tell you right now, it's about value. Because you in your business as trying to start a podcast, trying to start getting business loans, whatever it happens to be, you realize there's somebody out there that can assist you. And I will tell you, there are other people in that room that are absolutely magical and they have the ability to. I just present it a different way. I made a comment that people will associate with like-minded people. That's true. People who are buyers, write this down, people who are buyers are always buyers. So I have lists of people, and I have lists of people that have bought for me for the past 15 years. They've bought books and tapes and let's see, what else they bought? DVD series. They've watched live television. I did a show in Asia last week, and there were a tremendous number of people, to say the least. However, let me reemphasize, everything I say, and if you listen to the voice inflection, the way I talk, you can tell that I'm not here just to waste your time. And that's what I tell people all the time, that if you're going to listen to me, you're going to get value, or I'm not going to spend time talking about it. Okay? We don't talk about arguing. We don't discuss the other stuff that goes on in Clubhouse. As a matter of fact, Clubhouse has kind of gone down a little bit. But it's okay, because there's always people who have the desire to move forward. How do you help somebody? You show them the systems. Let me say it again. Everything we do is systematic. That is the way you create passive, residual, long-term income. Now, as our friend, the coach, was talking about in the other room, he said the same thing. You set it and forget it. I mentioned something called PLR. If you did not write that down, guys, please go to the website called plrstory.com. Because a lot of you are going to call me and say, well, you know what, Rob? I want to do something. I want to do a podcast, but I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to do. Great. Listen carefully. You can be the expert in anything. I can talk for hours on any topic that you give me, from astrophysics to relationships to whatever. But guess how I'm doing it? While I'm talking to you, I am looking at, our friend said, the table of contents. That right there gives me 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 different modules. And then do I sound like I know what I'm talking about? Absolutely. And there's nothing you can throw at me that I'm going to be like, oh, that's kind of weird. I don't understand that. Now, if I do not understand something, I am the first one to say, I do not understand, and I will go and I will research it and I will get you an answer through our team. Guys, my name is Robert Paizola, and I am the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We're a financial firm based in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have offices in New York, Miami, Salt Lake City, and Palo Alto, California. So I have a very large group of people that I work with, that I started a company 17 years ago, and it's just gotten that big. Now, let me tell you, because of that, I've made money. True. But what I'm learning right now and what I'm talking about is I'm showing you how to make money passive residually so that you don't have to start a big company. You don't have to go millions of dollars into debt on the chance that you might make something, right? If you have the ability to communicate, listen carefully, to communicate, then you need to do the following. Number one, find people who you listen to who capture your attention. As you listen to those people, listen to how they say it, what they do. A Grant Cardone, for instance. If you want to know why Grant Cardone is successful, go to Grant Cardone and sign up for one of his emails. Then go to CardoneCapital.com and sign up for an email there. You're going to get hundreds and hundreds of emails from him. But guess what? He has an entire team teaching and doing what I'm doing right now. So you'll be able to replicate his profile, replicate his process, and you'll be able to do that by listening to some of the best people in the world and doing what we're trying to do now. Next thing, make yourself non-available. Make yourself non-available. In other words, you do not want to be the person who is constantly, oh yeah, I'm available. I can meet with you whatever time you want. How about tonight at 6? No. You have to put exclusivity. If somebody wants to talk to me, it's exclusive. And I will go in the exclusive mode down their lane. Whatever they want, they're going to see that I'm with them 100%. Now, when I do coaching, I do one-on-one and one-on-many. One-on-many, I can do one-on-one. I can speak to 1,000 people in a room, and it's not just Clubhouse. As you guys saw, if you look at my profile, we have over 450,000 subscribers on our YouTube page. So what does that say? That means that I learned that the more video content that I put out where I was being completely real, and if you guys go to robertpaizola.com and look at that video, I think it's the first one, you will see why people get addicted. Think about that. If you have a video, people will see why they want you, why you want to work with them. Now, you might be through anybody else. I do not ever apologize for that because I know what I'm bringing them at the end of the day. So if you're just learning, listen closely. There are people out there who will assist you if you raise your hand and offer your assistance to them and create a cross link. Now, the first thing that I thought when I was listening to Coach was the following. I want to bring him on my podcast because I see a huge opportunity to get my name in your country. Is that smart? Is that smart thinking? Yes, because he has a group of listeners who would love to hear what I have to say, all at no cost. And yes, will I say at the beginning, absolutely, I'm going to be giving away free content? Absolutely. Exactly the same way. And I wrote a comment. The way he ran the room, the way he talked to people, the way he got their attention, the way he manifested what was going to happen, everybody was happy. And I got all those follows. So if that can happen in one room, guys, what can you do to take yourself to the next level? So this is your opportunity to ask me anything you want. If you think I have an answer, if you don't believe that I have your answers, then I appreciate that. Then you can ask each other, okay? I'm telling you the things that work for me. I'm telling you the things that have brought me success. It took a long time to be able to get 100,000 downloads on every single episode. It took a long time for me to figure out that it was probably worth some money to pay for that audio you listen to, the intro and outro on the podcast. But as I did those things and I learned that video is much more powerful than audio. For instance, if you're going to work with me, if we're going to talk, we will never, ever, ever do an audio conference, period. Ever. It'll always be done on video so I can see the way you respond and I can bring you whatever it is you're trying to find. You can't BS somebody who's trying to help you. well, Rob, I don't feel comfortable being on video. Okay, great. That's the part where I get to push you over and over and over and over until you get it. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? So if you want to come up to the stage, I guess you push the button. Let's see. I can't say the names. I'll say Mr. Heem, Rohim. So I'm going to push you. Yeah, you can come on up. That's fine. And anybody else that has questions, I'm here to assist you. I'm glad to have you on the stage, Rohim. Rohim, good afternoon. This is Western Capital. How can I help
you? Good afternoon, Robert.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, sir.
Okay. My question is, if you want to build an authority on Clubhouse, like gain more followers, like gain more audience, like how do you do it? How is it for you? Like, okay. What are the tips, like the advice you can give us to follow?
Let me invite Chris up here. Guys, number one, it's not about being an authority on Clubhouse. Clubhouse does not make you money. It gives you exposure. Again, I made three comments and had 70 people follow me. I then leverage those people and I say, okay, come here. We're going to have a discussion and you're going to be able to talk to somebody who charges $500 an hour. Is that a good deal? Of course, you'll get out of bed for that because you're getting value. I might even give you a free book. It just depends. You have to watch the other people that are successful and in how they do things. True or false? That's how I learned. So you must be absolutely clear on what your intention is you're trying to do. And I received at least, I think, 13 emails just after that room closed of people who want to talk to me. So I'm going to send back a response saying, please send me a detailed analysis of what it is your goal is. Some people will come back and say, Rob, I work in a call center in Nigeria. I don't feel good about what I'm doing. And I want to be able to go to the next level and take care of my family for generational wealth. Great. How are you going to do that? Can you speak like me? You can listen. And then you can listen to Grant Cardone. You can listen to the other people. And you'll see why we have the people we have all of our platforms. And let me be clear. I'm not out to win friends and influence people on Clubhouse. Okay. That's not what I do. But I do know my value and I know that I can take somebody from 0 to 100 very, very quickly. So it's a partnership where you get to work as hard as I do, right? So many people just want to say, okay, send me a bank wire or send me a check and I'm going to go ahead and show you all the tricks and trades. And here you go. It's ABC. No, that doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. You have to be as enmeshed and as important as you have to make this one of your absolute true desires. Thank you, John. I appreciate those comments, my friend. Please, Robert, how do we build our authority on YouTube and Twitter? Okay. Guys, it's so important that you maintain every time you come online, that you maintain the intensity that you're hearing from me. Do you understand? If I come online and I'm like, hey, how's it going, Chris? It's good to talk to you today, buddy. How's things going down there, man? Yeah, good. Okay. Nobody's going to want to listen. So when I do my podcasts, I do my audio books, I sell my books, I do seminars, everything is documented. Here's another thing to write down if you're taking notes, which you should be. If it's not documented, it did not happen. If it's not documented, it did not happen. You are responsible for your own future and how you're going to achieve that. Documentation is the number one thing. If you write a book, if you do a PLR, which we talked about, a PLR where you're getting a book and you're modifying it, then you're selling it and giving it away. You need to track how many people are getting that. Do you have a website that looks presentable? And if you don't, I gave you guys two websites to go to. Does anybody remember those two websites? Chris? Well, the first one I said was...
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, Chris. See, Chris is a shark. He knows what he's doing. Chris's mic's down, but I'll tell you what, guys. There are two of them. One is Fiverr, Fiverr.com.
And Upwork, right?
And Upwork, that's correct. Upwork. Now, you're going to sit here and tell me, well, Rob, I'm in Nigeria, and we're trying to get work ourselves. Well, guess what? No one knows that. You must act as if. Act as if. When I hire people, I challenge them and I push them to the limit and I get the best quality. You guys heard the stuff from a television producer in London. I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit there and edit and do all that. I don't even edit my own videos anymore. I have an editing team. And if you guys go to robertpaizola.com, you can watch something that was on NBC. I spent an hour talking on NBC television in the United States. Why do I have that as my number one banner? Because it's gotten so many hits all over the world that people look at it and they go, oh my God, this is crazy. How much should I pay for it? Well, it should have cost about $10,000 to $20,000. I paid nothing because I was a guest. Do you guys understand that? I was a guest. So, for instance, if Chris wants to find out how to get a demo reel or find somebody, or he can talk about whatever he's going to talk about, it's probably good to find somebody that has a television show in 4K and be a guest and have him satellite himself in. And then people can watch it and be like, oh my God, I got to have this guy. And then you negotiate with your sponsors. And then you make sure that your at symbol, at Robert Paizola, is on the screen at all times, along with a QR code. Are you guys following me? Along with a QR code. So it goes right to the place where they can put their camera on the TV on their 85-inch big screen that they can't afford, and then they can buy your product. Ching, 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 ching. And every time they wonder if they did the right thing, all they have to do is go back and watch and watch and watch. And that's how you get traction on YouTube with 400,000 followers. That's how you get traction on all the other platforms. It's not science, my friends. Now, let me tell you a little bit of my background, why I can stand here and say what I'm saying. I was working for Trump University. I worked with them, Trump University. I worked with them for 6 years. I trained all the coaches that charged $25,000 per student for one-on-one coaching. I trained all the mentors. Those are the mentors that fly to your area and will work with you to help you buy property, start your business, start your podcast, whatever it is you want. And that was more expensive. So if I trained all those people and we made money to the point of millions of dollars a week doing things like big, big conventions and Learning Annex and a keynote, you can type it. There's an article. I don't even know if they can put it up here or not. You guys can get up at the top. It says Robert Paizola's digital business card. Let me show you something, guys. This will blow your mind. And give me a second. I'm going to pull it up. I have to Google my own stuff. So it's called Paizola Seminars. You guys want to see some crazy numbers of what people pay for? Let's take a look. All right. Click on that. There it is right here. Mycollector.org. This will give you the base. Let me go back to Clubhouse. And let me then show you. I got to figure out how to edit the pinned link. And I'm going to put this in right now so you can see. Everything about, so you're talking to me and you're like, I work at a company and I want my people to be successful. How do they do it? Now, it should be pinned right there. Let's take a look. Go to link. Yep, there it is, guys. There's the prices. 4 hours, $15,000. Business turnarounds on site. There it is. And of course, what's that? That's a book I wrote on real estate investing, but did I do the cover? No. Are you guys getting the feel for what I'm saying? Everything I do, I document. For instance, there's a real estate investing book. Live Your Dreams, Create Your Own Success. You can buy that online at Amazon or wherever. Or I can give it to you because I have a PDF. See, that's the way it works. As long as there's reciprocal benefit. See how that works, guys? You look at those prices, people actually pay it because they'll listen. They might not say something in the room, but they're like, you know what? We need somebody to come talk to our group. Our sales team is down. We're having problems. We don't understand how to close people. Somebody said today, what do you do, Rob? if the art of silence, which means don't say anything after the sale's done, is there, but nobody says anything? That's a darn good question, because theoretically that works, doesn't it? But all I do is I just continue to go, go, go. It doesn't matter to me if you buy. I could care less. And when people understand that, they're going to want it worse than anything else. Does anybody understand that? If I grovel and say, oh yeah, well, I can help you, I can do this, I can do this. Come on. You want nothing, nothing to do with that. You're positioning yourself as a successful person. You are a successful person. My bio is crazy. Chris, I know you came to the stage, my friend. Welcome to the stage. This is Rob Pizzola. How can I help you today, buddy?
Okay, thank you so much.
Let me turn it up. Chris, turn your microphone up a little bit so I can hear you. Because I'm getting some real... There we are.
Using headphones.
Test one. Before, so I just... There we are. Yep, there we go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's been a nice time with you. Well, right now here in Nigeria, we are 12 a.m., so it's all night.
Okay.
Okay, looking at the topic and discussion, the how to break out of your comfort zone to achieve success, right?
Yes.
I just want to come in this way to ask, now you're talking about comfort zone. What if one is in difficult zone? Like, it's not even comfort. It's in difficult zone, and you just have the mind to achieve, you know, success on what you have in mind. You know, not just the comfort zone. Like, you know, someone is in face some difficult things and just want to come out of it and, you know, to achieve it. So, to advise such person?
So here's my suggestion. Getting out of your comfort zone or getting out of your problem zone is the same thing. You wake up, you put your feet on the floor, and you say, okay, that was yesterday, today is today, and now I have a whole new outlook on life because I listened to some crazy guy in the United States in Las Vegas, Nevada for an hour, and now I see what I can do. So all your problems become minuscule, not problems, because you now are looking forward and get the hell out of your rearview mirror. And you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to be around you once you become successful. Once you start doing anything that resembles success, people are going to want to cling on to you to be able to figure out how you did it. Do you get that, Chris?
Of course. Yeah, I do.
Because they want to know how you did it. And the bottom line is, this is not a free world. If I teach you how to do it and how to go make $100,000 a year in Nigeria, for God's sakes, I doubt you're going to be teaching all your buddies on Clubhouse how to do what I just taught you. Think about it. You're not going to do it because you're going to have the desire, the passion. You put in all the work. Now, you can guide them, motivate them, lead them, and develop them. But you can't give them anything. My friends, nothing is free. You must be dedicated. And I don't care what your past is. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care where you've been. I don't care where you're at right now. All I care about is where do you want to go? Which is why I said for the people that sent me emails, I think 13 or 14, the first thing I'm going to respond is say, tell me what your passion is. Tell me what you want to do. Rob, really, I'm working at a 9-to-5 and I can't stand it because I don't like it. Okay, great. Thanks for being honest. Now let's talk about what you really want to do to be able to overcome that. Ah, that changes things, doesn't it? Because now I'm listening to where you're truly at, not where you want to be or what you're trying to position yourself as. You see, that's the part of being integral and being honest. It is difficult, my friends, to create change. There's no question. It is difficult to be able to overcome the past, especially when you have familial issues that have been going on. And it's hard to be able to say, well, my mom did it, my grandma did it, my grandpa did it. So some people call that the generational curse. All I'm telling you is all you have to do is ask yourself this one question. The person you're listening to right this second, do you think he could bring value to you and create money for you? Yes or no? You don't need to answer out loud. I already know the answer. Because all you have to do is go to Clubhouse and you just got to listen to some of these rooms. And I guarantee you, you're not going to hear what you heard tonight in the other room and in here in this room. I guarantee you, you're not going to hear it. You'll hear people that are talking about how much money they have and they're the top, and it's just crazy. That's not the way we do things. My goal is to be able to make you whatever it is you want to become. Maybe you're like, well, Rob, you know, this is for me too. Rob, I'm really, really okay with business and I kind of get it, but I suck at relationships. What's up with that, Rob? Well, you're probably dealing with girls who just want you for your for what you pretend to be your money. Okay, that's the first thing, guys. If people ask you how much you're worth, you don't talk about that. Although Google will eventually find out. You don't talk about that, right? You are there to be able to talk to people and just be regular John or Leslie. That's it. Everything else is a bonus. Now, when I'm sitting here talking to you, your mind's probably spinning 100 miles an hour. Why is that? Because there's 1,000 rooms open on Clubhouse right now, but are they delivering the value and giving you what you deserve? No. So even if you don't want to do anything with me, listen to what I'm saying, because I promise you I'm not talking out the side of my head. In America, we do seminars. I stood on a stage in front of 10,000 people and I've sold things to 10,000 people, usually books on real estate and mentoring and coaching. And one day we sold $1 million. Now, did I document that? Yeah, because I've got video of it. 4K video. People see that and they're like, oh my God. So would it be easy to pay Rob $15,000 to come and teach my people how to close? Yep. All day long. Even if I'm in Nigeria, I don't give a damn where you are. They're going to listen. Even the smartest people of the smartest are going to say, wow, there's something here that I get. You guys follow that? That's the magic. That is the magic. Associate yourself with those that are like-minded that will bring you to the level you want to go to. And you know what? It's not easy, guys. It's not. I get that. I get that you have the old boys club and the friends and all that stuff. But you know what? What are they doing? You're sitting on Clubhouse, I think you said at midnight. Well, congratulations for sticking up for yourself and choosing to become something versus just going to the club and partying and drinking all night. That's reality. I'm in Las Vegas. If you guys don't know where Las Vegas is, Google it. It's the party center of the United States. I'm sitting here talking to you guys right now versus going out and partying tonight, because this is where I create the best value. Now, no, I don't have all the audio mixers up and I don't have all that up because it was so important to start talking to you guys immediately to clarify those points and authorities with which I brought to you, right? That's what was important. That's how important it was for me, because I didn't want any of you feeling, and I don't want anybody to feel that, number one, I'm usurping whoever owns that club. They are much better than I in dealing with whatever they deal with. I'm just a guest, a spectator, giving a little different input or a little different value to what it is that they were talking about. So you can't be jealous. You can't go, oh, well, this guy's just, you know, he wants to take away my business. No, I don't. I want you on my podcast so we can talk about you and put you all over Nigeria on every single television station, every single radio station. Now close your eyes for a second and just imagine you wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 6, and all of a sudden you hear me on a Nigerian radio station. Are you going to get out of bed and say, Mom, listen, this is the guy that I was telling you about? Probably. Because there's no way you can make up what I'm saying. Those are the experiences that will come to you guaranteed, if you listen to what I'm saying. Chris, did that answer your question?
Definitely. Oh, in fact, I'm so blessed to be here. You said something that I really want to point out also, that most of the big guys, like the people we see at the top today, like those are people we listen to that have made some tons of fortune from business. Many of them don't want to reveal the secrets of, you know, the deep secret of how they go about it. Just want to keep you listening to them, and they're not ready to deliver the value that you need. to scale up as well. You know, that's one of the things I noticed. And I was checking through the class now. I think we have less than 9 participants in this space right now. And I discovered that you are still dishing out the value. At least you're talking to like, maybe you're talking like 10,000 people. No, we just have less than 9 here.
Let me stop you, Chris, because you just hit it on the head. I don't care if there are 3 people in the room. I'm going to speak to you like there are 10,000 people listening, because I'm going to take this, transcribe it on what? On otter.ai. I'm going to put it up on the web, and I'm going to create a podcast out of this. And then I'm going to send it to every station in Nigeria. Do you think they'll have a comment? They'll want me on their station? Absolutely. Do you think I'll get followers? Absolutely. Do you think I'll be able to sell a book for $1.99? Absolutely. Or give it away? I don't know what I'll do. Do you see what I'm saying? Guys.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. And it blows me away, Chris, because look at all the people that are not here right now. Oh, I already got my information. It's midnight. It's time to party, boys. Okay, great. Welcome to your reality. So don't come to me and complain when you don't have what it is that you call success. Right? I can only judge you on your actions. Your actions. I can't judge you on anything else but what your results are. So if you choose right now to go out and simply say, I'm done learning because it's midnight, well, congratulations. There's somebody that's going to be up till 3 in the morning listening and learning. And you know what? As far as those other people that don't give out information, that is the biggest pile of bullshit in the world. Why would I ever come here and say, oh, guys, I can show you how to do this, but you know what? We're not going to talk about it. But if you want to go to the next level, then come and, you know, give me $2,000. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's the point. That's what they do.
Evil. That's evil, Chris. Evil. You agree? Chris, do you agree?
Of course I do. That's what I'm talking about. You just nailed it. You know, and that's this kind of a spirit that's all around here in this country and the third world generally. You know, greed. People don't want to, you know, give you the right opportunity that you need. They just want to keep you under them, just keep serving them, just keep, you know, they will never tell you how to go about it. I've noticed one thing about the Western world, because I do follow guys a lot in the Western world. I discovered that they give out value and they give out things that can help one easily. And most of these things, when you now come to the third world generation like us, you discover that all these things are being monetized, like just want you to pay before you get it. And they are getting it for free. Well, I don't know why. I don't know why they do something like that. But I'm just so happy to meet you, Robert. And I'm so glad to be here. Though it's already 1 a.m. I just got to sleep. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, my friend, it is a true privilege to be here and to talk to you, because I know you have what it takes. I can tell by your profile, by your picture, that you're serious. You're not just showing up and going, okay, whatever. You're serious about it. So you know what? I take people that are serious, very, very serious, and I work with them, right? That's what we do. Now, to answer your question why people in the United States do things different than people down in your area, well, the first thing I want to do is I want to get on all your radio stations and television stations and satellite, bring myself in through satellites, because I own my own, we own our own television studio. And you guys can see that in my profile, Western Capital Multimedia. So I can come in on satellite anywhere and look at the value that I'm going to bring. Now, I have a different accent, yes. People can ask me questions all day long. Well, you're American and it's different. No, it's not. No, it's not. Everybody has the same desires. Everybody needs to have a little helping hand every once in a while. So simply ask. All right, my friends in the audience, if you haven't asked a question you want to, feel free. John, if you're here, I saw you guys earlier. Whatever questions you guys have, I'm here to answer. If you don't want to ask a question, then don't. But this is your opportunity. I'm here to help you. Leslie, okay, no problem. All right. Hi, Leslie.
Hey, how are you, Robert?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. I've never been any better. Long time no come on.
Oh, it's
I'm
been
glad
crazy.
I'm here.
Yeah, I've been traveling all over the country doing seminars, so I rarely have a lot of time to be on here now, you know? So, I'm glad to be here. What's up, Leslie? Tell me what's happening with you.
Well, I am one of those ones that needs that hand raised. I'm raising my hand for instructions.
Okay.
So I'm here for it.
So I'll tell you what. Write this down. Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Do you have a pen?
I do. Just give me a moment. I've just been laying here and just receiving the message. And so now I am motivated that I'm on the stage. So just come back to me here in a minute. I'm
going to get myself together. Leslie, by the way, what state are you in? You're in America. You're in the United States. What state?
Yeah, at the moment, I am in Charlotte.
So guys, this is an American who lives in Charlotte. And when she had the opportunity to step up and hear something of value, what did she do? She came up here and jumped on the stage and says, I need to learn more. Now, I don't know if that's a cultural thing, Chris. I don't know. But you know what? Whatever it is, guys, you got to get over it. Because the people that bring you to success and show you the promised land need to know that you're in the game. Right? Just like Leslie did. I don't know what her situation is. I don't know where she's at. I don't know where she's starting from. But I know that she's willing to be able to make even if it's uncomfortable. Rob, I don't like speaking on stage, especially with somebody as intimidating as you. Come on. Look what she did and look what she's going to get. I'm going to give her my email address. I'm going to say, Leslie, what I want you to do is take my email address down. And it's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com. And I want you to send me a visual picture, number one, of where you're at now and where you want to go. If you want to buy real estate, tell me you want to buy real estate, how you want to buy real estate, and try to put together all the pieces and puzzles of everybody else who's taught you and show me what it is you need to do to mix the gap. That's exactly what my email is going to say. And then when you show me that, I'm going to be able to say, boom, 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 my magical rocket mind, the way it is, ADD. In America, we have ADD. It's called attention deficit disorder. I go 100 miles an hour. But I don't have to worry about it because you all know that I'm putting this on replay. And you can play this for all your friends. And if you're smart, you can start a room for all your friends if you're the top guy and let them listen to this. And then we can co-partner. Wouldn't that be fun? I do all the work, I talk to you, and we make money. Great. Or I talk to you and I say, hey, Chris, go get me on 5 radio stations and 7 TV stations down in Nigeria. You know damn well those people are going to have their iPhones. They're going to be able to listen to that stuff all day long. So there again, I don't have to even worry about that because I've got people who want to assist. And in return, I will give him value for whatever he's trying to do. Do you see how it works? Leslie, go ahead.
Wow, that's powerful. I'm here for it. Because I have some great ideas, Robert, and I'm sure you can get me over to the rooftop with them, and we can network and get this money. I'm here for it.
Absolutely. And the thing is just all you got to do is be honest and tell me where you're at and where you want to go. And if I don't know, I have plenty of other people that I work with all around the world that can help us. So keep that in mind. So when you're talking to me, you're not just talking just to me. You're talking to a large, large network of people that I've developed over many, many years. So do you have that pen ready, Leslie? I'll assume you have your pen. It's Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com. Now, one thing you'll notice also, guys, is this. How many of those people that are bringing you value leave the replays up? Let's talk about that. Very few. Why is that? Oh, because they don't want everybody to listen. Go ahead, Chris.
I just want to say something about that. You know, there is this thing they do here a lot. Whenever they come up with any class or any teachings that has value, the next thing you're going to hear is for you to pay for the mastermind. Like, you're just going to pay to get it. You know, it's just not going to leave anything for you for free. You know, most of those value classes that you attend, and at the end, they tell you to pay before you get them. Okay, and I look at it sometimes that an ordinary guy that's just trying to come up and doesn't have the money to pay for this class, how will he scale up? You know, do definitely pay to get to those replays.
Well, I think the first thing that I would do, Chris, is I keep showing up. That's number one. I'd follow me to the edge of hell and follow my friends and listen to my podcasts and learn everything. If you guys want to see me as a lawyer fight against debt collectors, all you got to do is type in Paizola, my last name, and type in SoundCloud, SoundCloud. That's me going against people that screw people who are being taken advantage of. Or in this case, in America right now, people have this idea that they're going to go ahead and raise the rent 50% on somebody who's a single mom with three kids. We don't like that. So we out them all over the world. And by that time, they're done and they decide to stop. Pretty cool, huh? That's leveraging. Leslie, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm listening to you, Robert. I'm just taking notes because I am going to look at the replay. My other pen wasn't working correctly, so I just was getting another pen. So I'm going to listen and just be a good student.
Okay, good. I'm glad. And welcome to my team. Welcome to the team. And there's a lot of great people on here that can assist you. I just think they do it in a little different way. Uju, Rob Paizola, CEO of Western Capital. Welcome to my stage. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I'm
blessed
to be here.
Oh yeah, hon, you got to turn up your microphone. You got to turn it. You got to turn it up, okay? Or talk a little louder. There you go. Just turn your head. Put the headset close to your mouth, or maybe Chris can explain to you. I just need to be able to hear you. I don't ever take a chance that I'm not listening to somebody when they're talking. You want to try it again, Uju? Just come off a mic. Come off your mic, and let's see how you sound now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hear me very well?
Very well. See? Perfect.
All right. I'm so happy to be here, Mr. Robert. I was at the other room where you shared value, and I followed you, and you followed me back, and I'm here, and I'm listening quietly for what you've been saying, and I'm like, wow, I'm glad to be here. I want to excel on social media, okay?
Yes.
I said a lot of people making money on social media, and I just want to, you know, give value to people. I want to get value and give value to people too. And I'm just kind of, you know, eager to give value to people.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm hearing something here. What is your job? What kind of job do you have?
I'm an affiliate.
A what?
I love creating content. I'm an affiliate.
An activist?
An affiliate marketer.
Affiliate marketer. Okay, great. Okay. So how's that going for you now? Thanks, Chris. How's that working for you?
Slowly.
Okay.
I'm not getting the right results that I want or the desired results I want. I just need something that will fill me up.
Chris, what is she saying, bud?
I think she said she's an affiliate marketer and she's looking for how she can scale up on her sales.
Okay. What have they taught you so far in your other room? What have they shown you how to do it? Because we talked about it a little bit in there.
Yes, we should create content and run ads. Can you hear me, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I asked you. Yeah, I asked to turn it up. So I never want you to talk and think you're not being heard, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I have to be double up my paid ads and get leads. You know, I need leads to sell to. Okay, and no business survives without leads. So I need to, increase my leads to the sales.
Okay. So let me tell you this. Number one, there's no slow pace about doing what I do. There's no slow pace when it comes to making money to feed your family. We go at rocket pace. as long as you can understand. And if I don't understand it, I give you a complete transcript. Follow this, guys. Every time we talk, this conversation, including today, will be in complete transcript form. You can read it and you can listen to every word I said, even the websites I talked about. If I do a coaching session with you, we put it into a transcript and you have that. How valuable is that to look back on it? Chris?
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Pretty awesome, huh? And how did I do that? Because I used otter.ai. OTTER.AI. I already told you guys that. So if you're not writing it down, if you don't have it, you need to listen to this again. I also gave you guys a real easy way to make money, right? What you can do is you can get your intro and your outro and get it done on Zoom, right? And then you can go ahead and bookmark this entire session. Call me up and say, hey, Rob, let's collaborate. And we can bookmark this as the entire portion of your podcast. Do you have to know anything about it? Absolutely not. All you have to do is let me talk to your people and they will come running to you. Because I do what's called edify, E-D-I-F-Y. When I'm talking about Chris to any other person, all I'm talking about is how awesome Chris is and how skilled he is in his business. You will never hear me talking down about him. I don't care if we just got in a fight at the club the other night. I will always edify because that is the way we do it. We don't talk down about other people. Think about that. So what happens whenever I talk about Chris to all my friends? Man, you ought to hear about this guy named Chris. He's amazing. He's done this and this and this. What are they going to think whenever they get to talk to Chris? Oh my God, this guy's amazing. He knows exactly what I need. He's pre-sold. That's exactly what people do with me. So when they hear from me, then they're like, oh my God, where is that guy? Okay, great. Talk to Chris and he'll connect you with me. Does anybody understand what I just said?
Wow. You mean you're giving this out for free? Oh, I don't get it. Are we going to pay to get this?
Chris, did I ask you for a dollar? I already made my money, bud.
No, you don't.
I've already made my money, man. All I'm talking about is being able to reach a different demographic. And I love this because I know I can have a huge, huge impact on people. Okay. And I mentioned, I need to be on radio so people listen to it. And I need to be on a call-in show where people listen in television. That's what I want. Why do I want that? Because I want to be able to add that to the video screens of all the things that I do and put it up on YouTube and people, 100,000, 500,000, whatever, watch it. And then they go, oh my God, he's in Nigeria. Cool. I just edified myself, didn't I? And I didn't pay $10,000 for the video because they're running it in 4K. Is that brilliant? Probably. And again, if you guys really want to see something, go to Robert Pizzola. I think the link is in the top. Oh, yeah, go to robertpizzola.com. Click the top link. It's like a link tree thing. But go to it and click watch video and watch that. And you'll see what I had to do. And I had to turn it on hardcore because that thing went out to millions of people, right? Naturally, when they do that, they're going to say, okay, I want to talk to you. Or I want to work with you. It's all a numbers game. So, Uju, you want to make money as an affiliate marketer. The question is, where are you at and where do you want to go? So, my assignment to you is to take my email address and send me just that information. Hi, Rob, this is Uju. We spoke online today, and this is where I'm at. This is where I want to go, and this is what I want to give back to the world because you sound like somebody who wants to give back, not just for money. That's what I hear when I talk to you. Am I okay when I say that? Do you get that that's correct? Uju?
I want to make money as I go.
But your goal is to be able to give back, you said.
Yeah, giving back and making money, you know? Giving people what they want and then making money.
Absolutely.
I love the way.
Absolutely. But do you know how many people tell me all they want to do is make money and they forget about the whole giving back thing? Wow. You're way ahead of everybody else, my friend. So the answer to Chris's question is no. I'm not just giving stuff away. I'm showing you possibilities. I'm telling you what my needs are. We are creatures of need. I want to be a relevant figure in your market. And there is nobody else on any station anywhere in your country that can do what I can do for them. Do you think they'll listen every single time I'm on? Probably so. Will there be some people there that are pissed off because who in the hell is this American telling us how to do what we do? Yeah, that's true. I don't care because I'm delivering value to those that can't afford it and need it. And if I can make one family be able to stay in their house 6 months longer, I've met my goal. And you'll find out, my friends, the more money you make, the more you want to give it away. I know it sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. And you can look at my bio. My bio kind of tells you everything. If you really want to know, go to LinkedIn. There's no way. By the way, there is no way to BS a LinkedIn profile. I have about 900 CEOs. That's chief executive officers and presidents of companies that follow me and talk about me. If I was not good at what I did, is that possible to even make that up on LinkedIn? Chris?
Oh, sorry. I was reading your bio. I got lost. You say what?
The question is, we both know that LinkedIn is not, LinkedIn is a businessman's, it's a way to research business people. True or false?
Yeah, true.
Okay. So if I've been on LinkedIn since 2015 and I have 900 CEOs and presidents, chief executive officers and presidents that are talking about me and backing me up and watching my videos and all this other stuff, is there a possibility that I bring something to the table?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so can I make that up? Can I go and recreate all these years since 2015 or 16 of all these people saying stuff? No, I can't. That's the benefit. So LinkedIn is your key. Are there journalists who are going to listen to this if you guys do what I said? And please reach out to me if you guys decide to take my idea and do it, because maybe I'll even do a broadcast with you and we'll play it. But are there journalists in your area? Are there people that are station managers that need content to show people how to get out of poverty? Probably so. Not just scamming. Think about that. So we have a large, large job to do. It has to be able to turn around the facade and the perfectness of what people think when they think of Nigeria. Romance scams, this scam, that scam. I mean, we're so technologically advanced. If you call us up right now, we can actually laser in to your call center and I can break into your camera systems. And my buddies have done it. We've actually done it. And we can see you on camera as you're trying to pitch us. Oh, I love you. I love you. Really? Okay. Watch this. That is the technology of America. Am I going to tell you how we do it? No. I'm just going to tell you, please don't do that to people in America, because then I have to deal with them. And I've actually flown places to just resolve issues because people don't want to play correctly. So I think you guys get a great idea as to what we need to do to get you back on the horse. And you know what? Being in the other room was amazing. Amazing. Congratulations for taking time out of your life and giving yourself the training that you deserve. I'm just here to tell you that there are many, many, many different ways to do it. I can show you the shortcuts. I can show you if you want to do podcasting. It's crazy. If I did not come through in a clear and concise way and I was coming across like this, and I'm just like, hey, guys, this is Rob. And today we're going to talk about the heat wave going through Africa. And it's really good to talk to you guys. Okay. You guys aren't going to be there for more than 3 minutes. That's real. Okay. So, given that, I'm going to ask one more time. Does anybody else want to come to the stage and ask a question? I think John, what's going on, buddy? John, you're on the stage. Welcome. This is Robert Paizola, the CEO of Western Capital International. Go ahead, John.
Okay, good morning.
Just turn your mic up for me, buddy. Turn your mic or talk a little louder, okay?
Okay, can you hear me?
Chris?
Well, I think he's using earpiece or maybe something.
Okay, John, I can't hear you, buddy. If you want me to help you, you got to talk really, really loud And to you, it doesn't matter because nobody else is going to hear you but the people in this room, and that's okay. And you've got a lot of people here that will help you explain what you're saying to me if you can just enunciate or try to explain what you're trying to ask for. Go for it, John. Let's give it a try, buddy.
Can you even know?
I can hear him, but he's not loud.
Well, I think he's using earpiece or maybe kind of headset. You can just, if you're using earpiece, just remove it, then speak directly to the phone, okay?
Hello.
Congratulations. Now you sound beautiful. What's up, John?
What's up, John?
I'm cool. Good morning.
Good.
Good.
How's your business going? What are you trying to do?
I've been trying to connect since morning.
Huh?
But I said I've been trying to connect since, but I think my headset has been the problem.
Your headset?
Your headset?
Yeah.
Well, so guess what? Chris just gave you an idea, didn't he?
Yeah.
What did Chris say?
He said I should remove it.
Okay, so how easy is that? Problem solved.
Fine.
Welcome to the big dog stage. How can I help you?
Yeah. I think in the comment section, in the room chat, you can find some questions. And as there's a question, and I want you to address it.
Go ahead. What is it?
So, the first question I asked was, how can we, set up our Fiverr account bio so that client can check our profile, even if it's no review or rating?
Okay, you mean you want to set up the Fiverr account so that you can sell or so that you can... Okay, so you can sell. Well, the first thing I would do if I were you, John, is I would talk to five of your best friends in Nigeria, right?
Okay.
I would have you sign up on Fiverr and have them hire you to do something, all five of them, right? Follow me here. Then they're going to write a review saying how awesome you are and you really, really, really not only did what I asked, but you went way above and beyond. Then you're going to have five people saying you're awesome and you don't really charge that much, so it's even double better, if that makes any sense, right?
Okay.
So what's going to happen when the sixth person looks at it that's not your friend?
Okay.
No, I ask a question. If you have five people give you refer you and say you did a good job, what is the sixth person going to do for you when he sees all the great work you've done and all the responses and validation you've gotten from your friends, clients, whatever you want to call them?
He's going to pay me for it.
Bingo! Isn't that great? You just answered your own question. Look how simple that is. Well, Rob, it doesn't make sense because if I put it up there, nobody will come to me. No. 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 Use your network. Talk to your friends. Do something for free. Put up a sample. Follow somebody else who's doing exactly what you're doing. And then you're going to have clients more than you can handle. But you don't get to go to bed at 12 o'clock midnight when you're dealing with people in the United States. Do you get that?
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to work on it.
You're going to work on it. Okay. What's step number one, John?
Okay, I'm going to create a new account and, do a volunteer job for some clients so that I'll be able to get my reviews and ratings.
Congratulations, my friend. And the minute you do that and people see that, then you'll be able to raise your prices accordingly. Were you in the room when I played that intro for my podcast? It sounded like a... Okay.
I was there.
Yeah. So that is worth a lot of money. But I only had to pay $100 for that. $100. Same thing.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
That should have cost me at least $5,000. But because I used Fiverr, that's what happened. So anytime you answer a question, I'm going to work on that. I'm not going to buy into that. You understand that, John? Because that's an easy way out. What I'm going to say is, okay, John, You're going to work on it. Can you tell me step number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and tell me exactly what you're going to do until you get to your goal? And what is your goal, John? Do you see what I mean by pushing you out of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
Because most people just go, oh, okay, you're going to work on it. Good job, John. Okay, next. Do you see how it's different?
Okay, I'm Ruben.
Yes?
Yeah, I've messaged you. I've emailed you on your email. And,
okay.
You know,
I'll get to it, but I already told you what I'm going to ask you. Where are you at now? What do you want to do? And how do you want to get there? That's what I'm going to ask you. Okay, and I want you to listen to this room at least 2 times more. Once I'm done with this room, I want you to listen to it at least twice. Because you've been given a gift tonight that you don't even know about that's going to help you in your career. Guaranteed.
Thank you very much.
I'm excited to see you prosper. And I will respond. And I'm there for you, my friend.
Yeah. So the first, I'm so much interested in public speaking and, you know, coaching. And, I complained to you after the class, the first room, the one we had with Coach Kenny. So I messaged you about public speaking and coaching. Now I want to start my own podcast and other stuff. So
okay.
You asked me to email you with my problems.
But I would suggest something because I just showed you. If you look at that link up at the top, Robert Paizola Seminars, I want you to read that whole thing. People book me and pay me a lot of money based on just that one page. How's that possible? Because they're listening to the replay of this and they're seeing it and they're going, oh my God, I got to have him come talk to my company because our sales are down 30%. Hmm. So the instructions are, John, number one, click the link at the top. Number two, read the whole thing. Number three, figure out if you're ready to jump in that fire. If you are, let's make it happen. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty simple, huh?
So I don't know if there's an opportunity. You said earlier that if we can work with you and other stuff, I don't know. I've given you a message and you can check your inbox now. I've sent a message to you so about that, and I don't know. All I just know is that I just really want to work with you. I really love you, seriously. I really fell in love with you and the way you talk and that stuff like that. So
let's ask Chris. Chris, what do you think he has to do to get my attention because he wants to work with me?
Well. Doing so far tonight, just saying that you're a man that has value and have a good heart. So if anyone wants to work with you, like I also do, and that's why I'm still here tonight, Mm-hmm. I just think you just have to have the right mind and get set to leave your comfort zone and you get set to go after what value it is and what it is. Okay. Like you said, you love to be on a radio station here in our country and to speak to many more people that will listen to you. Who would love to hold some... Are you on Twitter? I believe you're on Twitter. We can hold spaces for you and have you as a co-host to come around and speak and, enlighten more people about this special offer you're giving us here tonight.
You are 1,000% true. You're correct, my friend. John, send your email. Follow up with me. And let me know that you really want me to work with you. And let me know that you have a desire. Number one, you already sent an email. Number two, I put my email in the chat. Number three, all you got to do is make yourself known so that I know you're there, right? Chris is on Mark, and he can explain to you offline what he's talking about. But I challenged you to listen to this podcast. How many times, John? How many times?
Twice, at least twice.
Right. And there's a reason for that, because I want you to get... The mind only takes in, believe it or not, 15% of what we hear. So if you listen to it over and over and over, you're going to be able to understand how this guy in Las Vegas who talks a little fast has value that you probably didn't even get when I was talking about it. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
So I'm
I'm fully ready because I know I have some, you know, some connections with some like small radio stations here in Nigeria. So I think I will be in the best place to, you know, to fit in that position of what you really want. And I even know some people are like very close to me that are in some television stations, and you know.
Yeah.
I think
so,
I
so now you're this. Now you're bringing value to me, and I'm gonna be like, okay, that's cool. So John, what do we need to do to help you? Because you just helped me, right?
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I'm not going there because I'm going to make $1 million in your market. That's not the goal. The goal was to get subscribers and blow up Google so they're like, what the hell's going on? Just like I did in Europe or in Asia the other day. Okay? Same thing. So thank you, John. You're absolutely, absolutely on target. And it's a pleasure to speak to you, my friend.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir. I'll give you a message. An email, sorry. And we connect together. So I asked that, is there any other place we can connect to you apart from this club?
Yeah, send me your email, then I'll send you information back. I don't want to say it online because then my phone rings. I've got, you know, we have toll-free numbers and we have national numbers, and it rings. It's already ringing like 500 times a day, and I don't like to deal. I just don't want to deal with that many people. So, you know, there's ways we can do that. And there's ways to do that. If you guys haven't heard of Google Voice, G-O-O-G-L-E, Voice, that's one thing that you can do to limit people calling you at 3 in the morning. Keep that in mind. All right, guys. Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it. Solis, welcome to the stage. Rob Pizzola, CEO of Western Capital. How can I help you, my friend?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks so much for everything. Like, it's really amazing and awesome moments here. Like, I can just imagine all the information I'm getting. Like, I'm really grateful for that.
Well, I appreciate that. So how many times do you have to listen to this podcast?
Yeah, twice. At least twice.
At least twice. Because you're going to get stuff that you didn't even realize that was there. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I need to do that. Right?
Sure.
We're not hiding anything. It's simple.
Yeah, I kind of have a request. I don't know if this is very proper to ask, but I kind of figure few people here, like right now, I guess we are all ready to make impact and want to make a difference. So I'm actually like looking at it. I don't know if you could help us in any way, maybe. Like, I myself, I'm up for maybe a mentorship class or something similar to that. So I don't know how you're going to help us and how you can help us pull that through. Because, like, I have a lot of ideas. Today, I just sat down myself, I went on YouTube. So I went to check on how to do this Amazon, KP, something like that. So after checking on everything, so I practice myself and I'm able to post a book myself. So I'm trying to like leverage on other things, like do internet marketing, do affiliate marketing and all those tools. So that's what I'm looking at. Maybe if there's any way you can help, that will really go a long way. Fine. I know you are a busy man and I know you have a lot of schedule. But trust me, we can actually like be like a team here in Nigeria who will be able to work together and try to bring a change to our community.
Congratulations. I think your request will be met. All you got to do is show up and let me know who you are. I've given you the email address. I've told you what to put in the email. And I've told you how we learn. And I'll get you guys you guys will have probably by tomorrow night, you'll have this will go up live. It's just go to WCILive.com and we're on. Just type, you can type in Pizzola podcast and then go to Apple Podcasting and it's the same thing. But I'll make sure I put up the translation in English for you so you can see the whole thing and read it line by line. And then some people make a book out of these things. Sometimes they listen to everything I say, then they put it into a book and then they just, that's their Bible on how to be successful. I mean, it's pretty crazy, but it works.
Yeah, I understand it. Yeah, thanks
no so problem. Much. I really appreciate it. You're welcome. It's my honor. All right, last call, guys. Last call. I am going to go get something to eat. Anybody have a question? People in the room, all I ask you guys before I go is this. Number one, please follow me, okay? Number two, I'll follow you back. Number three, ask yourself this question. Where are your peers right now? Where are they? Why do they not care about their success as much as you do? Well, actually, that's a good point. Because you're the one sticking up and you're the ones doing the things that need to happen to be successful while they're sleeping. Congratulations. That tells me much, 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 much about you. Because you guys choose to take your own life on and to make it. And that is what is so magical about what we do, guys. Okay? That's what we do. So, with that, I'm going to go ahead and close the room. And you guys have all the ways to reach me. I look forward to hearing from you. And I want to be very, very clear. I just got Mr. Obanaju's message. Yep. Is he in the room right now? See, these messages are coming in all over the place. So he was just in here. Mr. His name, this is Ju, U-J-U, okay? So.
That's me.
Oh, okay, I saw U-J-U. I didn't know your first name, dear. I'm sorry. No problem. So that's what she's doing. So there you go, guys. Congratulations, and I will, if you guys want to, if you guys want a copy of this recording, you can send me an email and say, Rob, will you please send me a copy, and I can send it to you. And then even if you know people in the media business, you can play it for them and let them listen to this. And then you can play it for your friends, even your friends who are absolutely rich, who think that they've got all the money in the world. Break into their house when they're not there and put it on their recorder and play it for them. Make them listen to it. Because they will not believe what they're hearing. I'm promising you. Okay? We will have a great, great conversation because nobody deserves to be above anybody else. And trust me, that's the way we...
What's up, Les? Thank you, Robert. Thank you. I thank you. I'm just happy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. So to all my friends in the United States, in Asia, Europe, all around the world, I welcome you. Guys, if you do want to contact our office... You can contact us by using your prefix code for United States, whatever it happens to be, and then 702-219-3624. If you're in the continental United States, you can dial 1-800-373-8913. If you want to send an email to me, do it at Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at WCILive.com, and make sure in the message, you in the subject, that you say that you heard me on Clubhouse. That will get my attention because I get thousands of emails and I appreciate it. And if you guys have any idea, any questions, feel free to put them in writing and I will respond to you. Let me make one more clarification. No matter anybody who you're working with right now is working with you. And if they're doing great, the people that have the other room, congratulations. They are the experts that you chose to work with. I in no way want to come across as trying to do anything but just give you additional assistance. So please understand that. That's not our goal. We don't do that. We don't hijack people. We just do what we do and we do it well. All right. I appreciate talking to you guys. God bless. And I don't understand the whole WhatsApp thing, but we can figure it out if we got to talk on WhatsApp. I don't understand why we can't just do Facebook Live or whatever, but we'll figure something out. And again, if we ever have a session, you'll never, ever do an audio session with me. It'll always be video. So I want to see who you are and what I'm dealing with. So that might be uncomfortable also. That's okay, though, because that's how we help each other. All right. God bless, my friends. Just for the people that are going to transcribe. There's Leslie. Thank you, Leslie. Okay, Saturday, July 16th, 2022. The time is 5:44 p.m. in Los Angeles, California. We're live on the SATCOM Inspector Vision Radio Network.
You've been listening to the world-famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.
Hey, Mercedes, turn the music up.
The all-new Mercedes AMG SL. The storm is reborn.